What does it mean to us to dwell in God's grace, to have received His forgiveness? What is the profit for a person to deny themselves and take up the cross and follow Jesus? That is our message that will help you today. It's in the 55th chapter of Isaiah. I'm going to read the whole chapter. It's 13 verses. Oh, everyone that thirst, come you to the waters. He that has no money, come buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently unto me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear, come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Look, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Look, you shall call a nation that you know not, and nations that knew not you shall run unto you because of the Lord your God, for the Holy One of Israel. He has glorified you. Seek you the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down, and the snow from heaven, and does not return, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. And so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace, and the mountains and hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all of the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. You see, God does something in us in which we can delight. Delight in knowing the Lord. Delight in the peace that we have. So why are we running around for things that aren't really spiritual food for us? Why do we sacrifice everything for money? Why do we sacrifice all to get that which will not last? But from God, through repentance and confession and faith and receiving Jesus, we can have eternal life and joy. And as it says, eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Listen to me, hear, and your soul shall live, and you will have an everlasting covenant. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the everlasting covenant you have made with me. My soul delights in that. My soul rejoices in God my Savior, even Jesus Christ, whose Holy Spirit abides in me. Hallelujah. Amen.